Once upon a very long time ago, when butterflies knew how to sing, and the stars whispered to the trees, there lived a beautiful young maiden named Olwen, who each year brought spring to the earth. Olwen's gentle kiss could make the dead wood of bleakest winter burst into blossom. She could call forth a warming breeze to caress the land like a melody. And she was beloved by all the world. But one year, her jealous brother, the master of winter, decided to keep the world in the clutches of his snow and frost forever. So when the time came for spring to return, he met his sister at the crossroads of the four seasons and kidnapped her. Cruel winter cast a spell on Olwen, freezing her power to awaken the tender green of springtime, and locked her away in his icy palace, deep in the desolate forest. One by one, the bravest men in the land came to free Olwen and win her hand. But each time a daring lad approached the castle, her brother would send out his ice gremlins to freeze the young man in his tracks. Olwen wept bitterly in her prison tower as she looked down upon the frozen suitors who now lined the road to the castle. Suddenly, she heard the fluttering of wings and looked up to see a little wood dove who had braved the dark forest where animals seldom ventured.
Pretty maiden,
cooed the wood dove, do not despair. For it is whispered among nightbirds that when Olwen falls in love, her brother's spell will melt like snowflakes in the midday sun. But before Olwen could answer, the sound of jangling keys outside her door startled the wood dove. Look sharp, dear Olwen, it called to her as it flew away. And see with your heart, not with your eyes. Just then, the door opened, revealing Winter's servant, a small, hunched man named Jarda, whose face was hidden by tangled hair and an ice-encrusted beard. Olwen folded her arms and turned away impatiently, refusing to look at him. Jarda did the bidding of her cruel brother, and Olwen took him to be as cold and heartless as his master. Because Jarda was not able to speak, he could only shuffle wordlessly into the room and put down the tray he carried with a clatter. To see a bowl which held a tiny sprig of green. Sighing, she took the little bud in her hand and tenderly kissed it. Despite her diminished powers, it trembled beneath her lips and slowly opened into a tiny blossom. Tears sprang to Olwen's eyes to see this small, hopeful sign of spring. Olwen looked at Jarda and saw for the first time that he had the gentle green eyes of a kind but timid soul. Eyes the colour of spring. Oh, Jarda, said Olwen, please forgive me for treating you so coldly. My own anger has blinded me from seeing your kindness. Jarda blushed a bright crimson and looked away shyly. Jarda, she said softly. This blossom shows that there still may be a chance for spring to return. But only if you can show me the way to escape. Jarda's eyes opened wide with panic, and he shook his head fearfully. Please, begged Olwen. Jarda stared anxiously into her eyes for a moment. Finally, with great seriousness, he moved to the wall, grasped one of the stones, and pulled. With a great whoosh, A pillar in the wall slowly turned to reveal a secret passageway. Olwyn stared in amazement at the dark staircase which descended into icy blackness. Jarda took her hand and they began to tiptoe down the steps and into a winding tunnel, hurrying silently toward daylight. Olwyn and Jarda fled the icy walls of Winter's Castle under the silent gaze of the frozen suitors. The dark forest was filled with whispers and wails as they darted from tree to tree, looking back in fear of Winter's ice gremlins. Suddenly, a gust of frigid wind swept over them, shaking the icicles from the trees and sending a whirling fury of snowflakes billowing into the air. And with a thunderous howl, Winter appeared before them. "Did you think you could betray me?" he hissed, his icy blue eyes blazing as Olwyn and Jarda trembled before him. "Well, see if you can escape now." And raising his arms, he hurled a terrible blizzard at them. Stinging winds through blinding snow and razor-sharp icicles down upon them as they tried to run away. And with a triumphant laugh, Winter disappeared into the storm. Olwyn and Jarda took turns pulling each other along, struggling against the whipping winds and bitter cold. Finally, Jarda insisted that Olwyn follow behind him and hold on to his cloak so he could shield her from the blizzard's fury. The punishing winds drove Jarda to his knees again and again, but he pressed onward, reassuring Olwyn every step of the way. All at once, a violent gust of wind knocked Jarda to the ground, leaving him gasping for air. As Olwyn struggled to help him, he gestured for her to leave him behind, but Olwyn refused to go on without her brave friend. Helping him to his feet, she began to pull him along. Just when it seemed that Olwyn's strength was gone, they reached the edge of the forest, where they found a glistening lake. Exhausted, they collapsed on its shore. Suddenly, Jarda let out a sigh. And when Olwyn looked into his beautiful green eyes, eyes the color of spring, she saw that the light had gone out of them. "No," cried Olwyn, and she took him in her arms, cradling him like a child. You cannot die, my dearest Jada. Then she embraced him and tenderly kissed his cheek. In that moment, the fierce winds ceased to blow, the blizzard died away, and the sun broke through the grey clouds of winter. The snowdrifts around them magically disappeared, revealing a countryside bursting with green and the colourful blossoms of wildflowers. Olwyn marvelled at the sight before her. She looked down into the lake's tranquil waters and saw her reflection, framed by green leaves and a cloudless blue sky. But beside her face, she saw not Jada, but a stranger, a handsome young man with eyes the colour of spring. Olwyn gasped in surprise, but the man spoke quickly. "Do not be afraid, Olwyn. I am still your Jada, but your love has broken cruel winter's spell. Now you see me as I truly am, young and strong." Olwyn looked lovingly into Jada's gentle eyes, and they held each other close as spring reached its full flowering all around them. At Winter's castle, the frozen suitors now sprang to life, and together they drove a defeated Winter and his ice gremlins into the far-off mountains at the edge of the world. There he was made to stay, until spring's warmth softened his icy heart and he mended his selfish ways. In time, the forgiving Olwyn, along with her brother and sister, Summer and Autumn, allowed him to return, but only for as long as a winter time. And not a moment more.